Okay, so just a very quick ad read here for Fortitude Strength, the home of the very new Fifth and Dribble podcast studio. Lachlan, how experienced do you need to be to come to Fortitude Strength to work out?
You mean zero experience?
Zero experience?
Well, maybe a little bit, but probably zero.
Probably zero. I think they have beginner courses.
You might die, but they have them.
They also have intermediate courses. And I have been here for the expert courses. You've seen me out here on the expert courses.
Was that when you didn't have a shirt?
That is when I didn't have a shirt. The lid was popped. You could probably even come and train for...
I think I trained for a marathon.
A what?
A what?
A marathon.
A what?
A what?
Yeah, that's how I trained for a marathon.
Yeah, you could probably train for a what, I guess. But head on down to Fortitude Strength located in Castle Hill and make sure you meet all of your fitness needs. Shout out Fortitude Strength.
Shout out Boston Dave.
As always, we are brought to you by The Cover. You can find them at thecover.com.au or The Cover AU on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and just wherever you find good podcasts. And we are back. Welcome back to the Fifth and Dribble podcast. You're sitting here with your boys, Matty B and Locke. Locke, what's good, my guy?
Nothing, man. How you doing? Nothing's good. Nothing's great.
Nothing's good. Nothing's great.
Are you bad?
Can we restart?
I don't know what I'm doing.
I have no idea.
This is the hardest one to do. What do I throw to
you
with that?
Do I keep it relevant?
I say this every week.
And it's hard every week.
Thurston to choose from with Coote. He hits it. He's got it. He's got the field goal. He's got the premiership.
It was better than Leo.
What can I say? Mamba out.
And we are back. Welcome back to the Fifth and Dribble podcast. Here with your boys, Matty B and Locke. Locke, what's good, my guy?
Happy multicultural round, Matty.
Yes. And speaking of multicultural, Sherpa, how are you, my guy?
What's up, my tacos?
Tacos. He went with tacos.
Okay. I went with tacos.
It could have gone so bad. I'm glad that you went with tacos.
What did you Sherpa to get tacos?
Brother and Tongan.
Okay, all right.
You got tacos. I know. Like an English person. Why do you only have some Tongan English like inflections? Like that was the most English.
I only do it the Tongan places that we've colonized.
Sherpa. We will see Sherpa in 8 weeks. Sherpa. We will see him in 8 weeks.
Yeah, you're in the bin. You are in the bin for that. Oh my days.
Yeah, well, I love all those tacos. So let's backtrack
what
on that
What is it
one.
In Samoan, do you know?
Give me
Without
a second.
Sherpring, do you know?
No, because you guys say it all the time. You use these things all the time. That's why I was like, I've got to Google brother in Tonga. In Tongan. Because I've got to fit in with you boys because that's all I ever
we
try
don't
to do.
We don't do taco.
I do Jason Tokololo.
Yeah, you do. We're more Uso, man.
We're more Usos. Is that?
Yeah, because Charlie Staines is the Fuso Ferrari.
Yeah, the Uso.
Fake right. Uso, bro.
What about Tukakwa?
What is that?
Fijian.
The Bati.
The Bati. How you say it?
I don't know.
I don't think you say it right.
I don't think it's like I just did.
What is it? Do you know what it is? Jamaican?
What?
Brethren. Oh no, actually, it might not
brethren
be. It says
brethren. I'm pretty sure it was in Jamaica.
Oh, I'm pretty sure brethren. That's an English Jamaican fucking slang term, like wagwan.
Brother might also be in Fijian Vitachini.
Okay, all right.
I feel like Fijian's way harder than the other like Pacific languages.
Jamaican is.
I don't think it's brethren.
Maybe
based on that confused
brother.
Look. Brother.
Okay.
Hey,
my brother.
All right. Can we move to weekends or something, please? Like we're just-
That was Eastern European.
I enjoy the fact that we've gone around the world right now. We know how to say brother in a couple of different
dialects. And it is actually multicultural around the NRL this week.
It is multicultural around the NRL this week.
It does feel early.
Yeah. Like, why is it like usually around seven?
I don't know. I feel like it's Vegas.
Vegas is throwing us off. The Vegas odds.
Did you see Manly brought the Vegas helmet out? They had it like- For the game, when they ran out of Brookvale, they had it on a little like Stop podium it. In like a glass box, like just the helmet. The Vegas helmet.
Apparently this round and next round are still being broadcast in America and like the world is going crazy over that Coates try. Turning into Superman for like 4 seconds.
Hey, I spoke to a guy in the US, like one of our guys who works for us. And this is where it's like there's been so much hype up from the NRL and all the people who've been commenting and writing these articles on the NRL website.
Mm.
Vegas was nowhere near as big as people
Yeah, of course not.
Really? No, like it didn't reach any other state. Like, it was like
only 60,000 people watch it or something.
He was like, right. The only reason I knew about it was because someone from Australia posted on LinkedIn or some shit about it, and he saw, oh shit, something's going on in Vegas. That's the only
reason.
That's
the least rugby league sentence I've ever heard in my life. Yeah, I saw it on LinkedIn.
That's work related.
We still didn't do the LinkedIn.
That's going to be an off season episode where we go through ex players' LinkedIn's. They are unbelievable.
The Steve Menzies one, that was really good. Such fake jobs. Gold. You good over there on your chair?
Nah, man. This new studio. Oh, is great, boys. Well done. But we need new chairs. I need more space.
Complaining.
This is not a good setup.
We can
work
with the space that we've got, my guy. For those that know the Sherpa, Sherpa will critique. Oh. Will critique. Loves a critique. The first thing he says is, oh.
Got no space over here,
bit
fellas.
Bit tight on this wall, aren't we, fellas?
Bit tight over here.
That's
quickly followed by, got a lot of space over there. Look.
Yeah, very
good. I have less space than you, and I'm not hitting a fucking wall right now. So, you know, I just want to say, and I'm a bigger person than you. So I don't know how such a small man.
Just because you go to the gym doesn't make you bigger than me.
No, you're shorter too.
I'm bigger in different ways.
No, you're not. I've spoken to your wife. No,
I wasn't implying that way. I was talking about my gut.
But I don't know how you take up so much room. Stop manspreading so much.
I am the worst at that though.
Yeah, you take up a lot of volume for a little fella.
Yeah, and yes. I always get put in the middle seat in the car.
That's because you're the smallest fella.
Because you're the smallest. The bitch rides, bitch. Yeah, well. I will say, Magic Round last year, there were a lot of complaints when you were in the middle, in the back, from both sides.
Not from me.
You were having a great time.
Yeah, I was just bitching for the sake of bitching though.
So looking forward to Magic Round this year. It's going to be so good.
Saw Dadsy this weekend and he hit me with the, so am I copping an invite to Magic Round? Like, yeah, sure. If you want to come to Magic Round, you can come to Magic Round. So might have to get the old man up there too.
Have we already got the tickets?
Yeah, we got the tickets, but we can get a couple more. Yeah. Why not? We may as well get a couple more. We'll see
if they're available. I did see something about them selling out.
Oh, uh-oh. Anyway, is what it is. Weekends. Sherpa, how's your weekend, my guy?
Yeah, good. Good, boys. Good.
You almost went me that time, didn't you?
No, I didn't.
No, you didn't.
I saw all day. I've been thinking, I need to go to the Sherpa first. I can't do him like this 4 weeks in a row. I can't deal with the criticism and the critiquing. Right, I already knew he was going to come in and bitch about the fucking studio.
We did.
So
this was the first. We put the tables in
and both of them were extended. And this one was like that way, probably another 2 inches. And we were like, look, the chair is tight. That's going to be a pain. And we knew that it was going to be a pain for anybody that sat there. Especially. But it had to be you. It had to be you. So we were like, fuck it. We'll shorten down this table so that you've got more room. You can come this way another 2-3 inches.
Appreciate it, man. But, you know, like without me and all the gear that I've got here, it just doesn't get, it's not the same.
Did the show not work last week?
Hey, who put it together? After you didn't put the right file type on the wall. Don't get me started, Matty.
I converted that and it took, and like 3 hours later, you're like, I finally got it. I had it converted. I could have sent it to you. You're the one that had like a fucking issue after that. VLC was all about it. You and his on his Mac stuff.
Yeah, when you get on the bro, don't even start me. Do not. I quit. I'm leaving.
No, not the Sherpa walkout. We can't have a Sherpa walkout. No, please, no. Adonis will not be happy if you walk out. She enjoys your humor and your derailment.
Yeah, well, I'll try my best just for you, Adonis.
Thank you so much. I'm sure she's going to appreciate that. So how was your weekend? Speaking of derailment. Jesus Christmas.
That's good. So Friday night, we went out for dinner with some friends, friend of the show, Palmer.
Did you get invited to this?
I didn't get invited.
It was a double date. You ain't getting no invites to that.
We could have been a triple date.
We've been on dates before with each other.
No, it was good. It was good. Just sat there. Good conversation there. Tried to stay attentive in a pub, having a nice dinner whilst the Swans are playing and the Eels are playing on the other wall. First time I've spoken to this bloke in like, you know, months.
He also has zero interest in the footy.
So
like
little.
Less
in fact,
than
he
zero.
Said that himself.
Like, yeah, I don't. So he would have, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So it was pre planned ages ago. So it was like, it was nice to catch up, obviously, but sad that I couldn't pay attention to the sports I wanted to watch.
What would you have done if you were at home?
I do this all the time. I put the AFL on the big screen and the NRL on the iPad.
It's the wrong way around, but okay.
Some whack priorities.
Yeah. Actually, no, that's what I was doing last
this
year.
This is
to be
not
fair,
an AFL podcast.
To be fair.
To be fair.
If it wasn't the Swans, if it was like a normal game.
I don't bother watching
other games. You only watch Swans games?
I only watch Swans games.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's like, I'll watch a few NRL games, but if the Swans are playing, I'll put them on, which is kind of why I like... If it does
clash, then you do
the... Yeah, yeah. When they tend to clash a lot.
Who would you have rather win?
What?
If you could show... Both teams are there. It's coming down to the end. You can choose one team to win, the Swans or Para.
Probably Para.
Yeah.
Okay. That's a better answer.
Well, but it's just because I mean,
I feel a little bit better about him being on the staff now, having said that.
I'm waiting for my AFL spin-off pod. So,
You can start your own stream.
Actually, to be fair, no. You know what?
You want a spin-off? You can run the socials. You can run the fucking behind the scenes. What do you want to call
it? If it's Sherpa Stories, mate. We're just gonna have Sherpa a podcast stories. Just about the Sherpa Stories.
Oh, it's got to be Sherpa Sherry or something like that, right?
Oh, that's not bad.
Thank you so much. That's I'm not even bad. An AFL guy.
That's not bad. No, but so I've found out I really don't have as much interest in the AFL as much as I used to. So pre working at the Swans, I was all NRL, didn't even like the AFL.
Yeah, you
right?
didn't even,
Could not stand it. Worked at the Swans, flipped entirely. I barely watched any NRL. I was like, this is crap. Like I can't get into this anymore because you're just so invested in what's going on. And then once I left, it was still high. Like I was still watching more AFL than NRL at the start. Mm. And it slowly shifted back the other way. But what I have found, how far out of touch I am with this, is a friend of the show, Stevie, added us into a fantasy AFL group this time. But it's also classic and I can't stand that shit, man.
Is he into the AFL?
Oh, Stevie's massive. Yeah, that's like we Damn. Talk about that massively. Yeah.
Man's into everything.
Yeah. He's not really into NRL.
Okay, he's True, into. Yeah, he should be AFL. Into NRL. Come on, Stevie.
Yeah,
you're in the Shire.
He's tried. He's listened to a couple of things.
You're in the Shire. You're the only guy that I would accept being a Sharks fan.
He's not really in the Shire. Fuck the PK.
No, that's the joke, bro. I know Stevie listens now, so that's the joke. Thank you so much for fucking ruining the joke. Love you, Stevie.
Yeah, he invited me to this AFL draft. Not even draft, classic, sorry. Mm. And I just don't get it, man. It's so hard. So hard, because in the draft, obviously with us, especially I know more NRL players than I do AFL players, so I just have this massive bias to the Swans, which isn't great. And an ex-Swans players, right, in the fantasy. But I'm doing so shit just because it's like, when you have crappy players, you're like, oh, I'll trade them out. And then you're like, but how? I don't have a budget for it.
You can
and
only go for the guys who are worth the same amount. Yeah.
And it's like, I don't understand the tactics in it. Whereas in the draft, it's just like, oh, there's a bloke you can, there's a bloke, the best bloke available. I'll take him. You know?
Like I've done that this week in our draft. I need a center. So I've just taken a center who the will play. Center.
Yeah.
He's not even a good center. Yeah. He just
Did
is
you
one.
Take yeah. Jake Kuraz? So who are you going
I
for?
I took who I took. The Homer.
Got him.
He's the only center left that will play. And I am in trouble.
Yeah.
Because I have both Dolphin centers. But yeah, I don't
Did you play Avarillo this week?
No.
Because you were tossing it up.
But he didn't score. He scored the least out of my centers. Oh, okay. So I was like,
because he ended up going over. And I was like, I was sitting there thinking, I didn't
checked,
play him.
And then I went, oh no. What killed me was, I wait to get the fantasy.
Sorry.
Anyways, that was Friday night. I won't. Harp on about that. But so then Saturday, we it's pretty cruisy during the day, I think. But then the missus's Lebanese friend, her 30th birthday was a surprise
saw
party.
Saw her. Saturday. Yeah.
On Sunday. Saturday.
Saturday. On Saturday. Saturday. No, Saturday. It was Saturday. We were there Saturday. Because we had the suits on Saturday. She walked past us and Lockie was like, in Westfield.
Westfield.
Yeah.
All right.
She walked past us and Lockie goes, where do I know her from? And I was like, she was a bridesmaid at the Sherpa's wedding.
Says the one who didn't get an invite.
Crazy, right?
My first thought was, I thought I worked with her back when I worked at Granville because it all like kind of,
So
that was my thought. I was like, I still don't know her from.
You're going down Sherpa territory.
And I said to Maddie, I know her from where do I know her from? He goes, it's Mrs. Sherpa's friend. And I was like, yes, it is too. Yes.
So it was her 30th at the Governor.
Shout out.
So it was a nice thing.
We can shout out any pub we want now.
Old friends at Memento.
So a rooftop bar there. It was a nice little surprise for him. It was really good.
We used to work around the corner, bro. We frequented that rooftop bar.
It was good.
Remember the old, that's our storage facility right there. Yeah, anyway.
I don't know what else I did on Saturday. I feel like I did something else during the day.
Well, it sounds like it was a good time at the Memento bar because you were...
No, nah, it wasn't. It was like a 4 p.m. hazy thing. So it was like, it was pretty late and we just kicked off and then, went not too late. It was nice and cruisy. It was good.
Lucky.
It was nice.
It's not far from you anyway. That's
easy. Nah, it was all right. But I was driving and I'd had a couple of beers and went home basically. So yes.
Look at this guy being a responsible adult and whatnot.
That's me, man. Too busy in my life, man, to fit things in.
Us especially.
I know.
Like, are we invited to the governor? Fuck me, am I right? Fuck yeah. me, am I right?
Then Sunday went out for...
We were out drinking Saturday anyway, so yeah.
Sunday went out for a nice brunch with Mr. and Mrs. Big Dick. So that was really lovely. We had a good catch up. And then...
invites again. Live with them. They had to leave
Could
the house you were
imagine?
In, imagine?
Wow. The audacity.
Oh, no, that's rude.
Under my own nose. Under my own roof.
Well, they did say they've barely seen you since the two weeks that you've been living there, the 3-4 weeks or whatever.
Yeah, it's... I come and go as I please. They were silly enough to give me a key rather than me
you
asking permission.
You when you didn't have a key.
True.
You came true. Before you had
true.
A key.
Yeah, this is true. This is true.
So we had a good brunch with them and then played our second trial game, soccer. So... we won for once, lads. We won against a Division 5 team.
Have you sorted out the buttons? You play Celebration by Cooling the Gang or something? Like, what's going
I'll
on
figure
there?
That out. I'll put it in retrospect.
That's the fucking that's the topness. What are you worrying about Cooling the Gang?
Nothing about Cooling the Gang. Just,
celebrate good times. Come on.
Celebrate. Come that's on. That's all cool. I'm saying. Come on, the gang and cool.
Sometimes I want to be cool. Sometimes I want to be the gang. Bet all right. Do. Sometimes I want to be cool and the gang. You never know. You never know. Are you good over there? You're nice and distracted. We're still talking about your weekends.
Yeah,
and
I was
you're
just
now
trying to
phone.
Remind myself if there was anything interesting I did.
Did you write down notes?
No. I was looking at my calendar to see if there was anything outside of that I forgot about. But no, it was nice. We played soccer. We beat a team, Div 5. They only had eight
I was
going to
say, how many people did they play?
He beat
they
around the bush. When
well,
you're telling
10,
me the story, he was beating around the bush. Right,
no subs and a man short ourselves. Again, we're Div 11. So, you know, like, let's – come on. Two extra players does not –
Yeah, but with three of their players, their three best players, is that why they're a Div 5 team?
No, like we know Hayden, who he is an ex-rep, like went to Central Coast Academy and all this stuff he was playing. So,
okay.
Yeah. So fantastic. No, we actually did pretty well. We did pretty well. So that was good. And that was basically the weekend. It wasn't super exciting, nothing, just pretty chill, pretty cool. It's good.
It was good for him. Lucky. How's your weekend, my guy?
Mine was chill too. On Friday night, went out and saw the mighty Penrith Panthers take on the tiny Parramatta Eels.
The Battle of the West.
I don't know why you're talking
about
this shit because you're only one because, you know, some bloke decides to fucking take out one of our wingers and then trip us when we're trying to make breaks. Doesn't get suspended for it, but don't worry, we'll get right into that later on.
He's going on around right now.
He played the system.
Also, you're only
one
in the last, like, back end of the game and you're claiming you're the mighty mighty and we're not? Mate, come on. That was a good game.
It was actually a good game. Yeah. And I did say, I don't know if I put it in the whatever chat I put it in. It was ruined that they just went down that right side and made, like, 80 meters every run. But anyway, so that was Friday night. It was a great time. Saw our friend of the show, Big Jendo.
Shout out Jendo.
Saw Jendo, so went up to him. He was cheering on the boys on the family hill.
Oh, was the family with him?
No. Oh. Him and a mate in the family hill. Oh. It was less packed and had a good spot, but it was just...
He also said he had no idea what he was booking. He said his mate just booked something.
But you could just get hill and you go sit on either one. You know.
But also, he would get a good spot wherever he is.
He did have a good spot wherever he was.
He's a big man.
He was probably
And
not
he's a courteous man. He stands at the back.
He was not far away from being the hill himself. He was a large man. When a couple of forwards were down, I was like, why don't you get out there?
Hey, you're in a jersey.
I reckon you could have swapped him for Luke Gardner and A, no one would have noticed, and B, he wouldn't have died in contact as much as Luke Gardner did.
I don't know. You know the knees of one Big Jendo. Big Jendo has bad knees.
Maybe I'm just not into Luke Gardner.
Yeah, hey. I think it's more you not being
so
into
that
Luke
was Friday
Gardner.
Night, and that was good. It was the first home game of the season. Got seats this year.
Ooh.
So they were nice. Had a couple of families around us, and some 12-year-olds behind us were saying some things I didn't know 12-year-olds knew how to say. Some
working with 12-year-olds, I know that 12-year-olds
know how
to
words.
Say some shit.
And then the funny
and
thing
Penrith
is, 12-year-olds. They were spraying players, and then the dad's just chuckling next to him. It was fantastic. The boys were getting in there. And then they were doing normal 12-year-old stuff, like asking Dill for his hair routine and doing things like that. And it was funny being like in and amongst it.
Yeah.
And it was
you get carried away, right? Like you find yourself getting carried away.
And
when
there was
you're
one para guy right in front of us with a Penrith bloke, so I don't know what the go was there. But anytime para went over, especially early, he was pulling his mate in and taking selfies of him while he was like smiling. His mate's looking all filthy, and like it was a great banter. And then obviously when Penrith went up, his mate was trying to do it back, and he was salty as. So it was good times.
I've been the man that is one in the many, and it's good when you're up. That's fucking horrible when you're down. It's horrible when you're down.
On Saturday, I can't remember what I did in the morning.
Thank you very much. How dare you?
We met up with Big Dick. Obviously, his wedding is getting very close.
Yep.
We had to go do our suit fittings. So we all got together at Para and we did that. MB was, of course, what? You're like half hour late? What are you doing?
20 minutes late, yeah. But it was fine because in, out, 15 minutes, fucking doopsie doo, and then we went and got breakfast. It was great.
It was a good breakfast.
It was a good breakfast. It was one of those, like, let's just walk around, find a cafe that has a seat for four. Because Jared's
just like busiest man in the fucking world.
Just leave again.
He had a birthday party.
He was wearing these fucking Birks, lad.
No, don't get me. I saw the photo. By the way, you all look pretty good. No, thank you so much. Let's move past him. I want to talk about the Crocs on PK.
They're not even Crocs. They're the Audi off-brand ones.
They're real Crocs, man.
They're the Audi
off-brand. You can't be rocking up to your final suit fitting
as the best man. Well, I was the one who suggested to Big Dick to bring... I was like, I don't know what color shoes everyone has. Just tell everyone to bring them. And if someone's got really out of whack
ones... There was three out of five of you who are in brown boots.
Yeah, I was in Vans.
I will say Jared's were not his. He just tried someone that were like...
Okay.
He brought his...
But you know what? They were busted for the photo.
And his Birks were fucking...
His Birks look like this box. Like, I shit you not. Like they were ripped up, peeling apart, fucking paper thin.
They might be Jesus' Birks.
I think they're the original Birkenstocks. Like the original ones.
Jesus didn't wear shoes, mate.
He did. He wore sandals.
He wore sandals, bro. Have you not seen the pictures?
Yeah. No shoes.
Bro, sandals and walked on water. Come on. Have you not read the big book?
Famously, bro. It's literally a book.
Water into wine?
There's heaps of books, bro.
Fish on a loaf of bread, there's a whole series of them, bro.
There's a quote. Now, that's a quote from some comedy movie. I can't remember what the movie is.
I'm telling you, bro. It's an entire series,
No, he's worried because they're doing like, it's like Taboo or whatever, and he's like trying to guess at what it is, and he's like, long hair, no shoes, and
it'll be from Game wore a
dress
or something.
Anyways, doesn't matter.
Tells a riveting story.
That's like when you do all your weird fucking references.
Tells a riveting story, doesn't he? Yeah. Your
references never mean anything to me, so I thought I'd throw one out there too.
Are you okay today? You're like a bit...
And I'm on a shitty chair now because I swapped my chair with you.
Swapped it over. It's your own doing.
Bring the futon over.
Yeah, bring the futon over for him.
I'll be lying down.
No back support. Oh, my days. Like a casting couch with the Sherpa, Jesus. Welcome. All right, how about the rest of your Saturday, my guy?
Saturday was all right. We met up Saturday night again. We went out, you had your family in. We grabbed a couple of beers, watched the Cowboys game.
You were already out, bro.
Yeah, you didn't know that shit. I say this every time. You don't know where I'm at.
I do know. We assume you're out. We assume we haven't been invited.
You don't fit us in. Calendar's up there, bro. You don't fit us in. It's fine. Yeah. Calendar's up there. shout out Mumsy.
Yeah, it was good. It was good seeing them. Good food. Good beers.
I tell you what, I felt transported in time. I felt like we were 18 again. Like it felt young.
It also felt like it was like still like 2005.
Yeah, because we were in Blacktown Sporties.
The Sporties we went to also felt very odd. Which is weird because they spend a lot of money on the outside.
Yeah, all not a lot of money on the inside.
And everything are immaculate in the grandstand. And you go inside and you're like, this is where they didn't spend. This is where they got the money from.
Budget cuts.
Yes. They still had a more Chili's machine. Didn't pay. Little Mexican dog.
Fucking
no. None of them paid.
Felt good though, because we were transported back in time and Mumsy was on the wines, Dazzy was on the beers, cousins were in town. Yeah. It was good. It was a good time.
It was a sad day. It was good. Watch a footy, feed, beers. Sunday was chill. Just stuff around the house, really.
Admin day.
It was admin. We were supposed to go brekkie with the old man, but Mitch got his shit rocked on Saturday night. His jaw was all like cooked. They thought it might be broken. He like woke up in the morning.
Oh.
Apparently all swollen, couldn't speak, couldn't open it really. So they got him like CAT scans, x-rays, all that shit. Yeah. Doctor reckons it got knocked out and knocked back in a tackle.
Oh shit.
So it's still like, as when you dislocate something and pop it back in, it's really inflamed and massive and stuff. So he was on the custard and the mashed potato yesterday. Probably on it for again today, and he'll try and get ready for next week's game.
They're going to play next week.
Well, he hasn't told the coach. He's fucking
No.
Right, you want to try telling? You want to try telling old mate?
Dazzy will be like, I'll rub some dirt.
I'll show you a broken jaw, mate. Fucking tell you.
You don't want to play? Fucking oof.
Yeah, bro. You're breaking jaw, lad. So that was Sunday. It was good. Watched a lot of footy. Just kind of chilled out. It was nice just to like Get a bit of a relax weekend in.
Yeah, lovely. Well, my turn, I guess. Thanks for asking, you dogs. Friday, return of... You said we can shout out any establishment, right?
Yeah, of course we can. We're not.
Return of Fiddler Fridays. After work, Adonis, Vandy, the gang, we're all out there having a few drinks. I had a few too many because there was a paper-thin plan with the PK that he was going to meet me at the Fiddler. And when he didn't get back to me, I was already 4 cc's in and was a little bit worried about driving because I hadn't eaten much on Friday.
You could almost catch the Curto home from there.
Yeah, almost, but got a nice offer to go and get some dinner. So I went and got some dinner, hung out with Adonis for a little bit. And then by the time I was done, she was able to drop me back to my car. So dropped me back to my car and then I drove home. And then the PK finally got back to me and was like, oh, we're at Edda. Why don't you come hit up Edda? And I was like, nah, not really feeling it now. So I ended up going home, watching a little bit of the foosball, which was lovely. Had a little bit of work to do too. And then just kind of crushed early. Saturday, got up, went to the gym, which was nice. A full body session, really. Like, it killed me. I don't know about you, but our friend, Boss and Dave, from Fortitude Strength.
I don't like the full body ones. I'm sore still. Bro, I'm sore. My chest and my ass is sore from this one the other day.
Killing me lately, bro.
Yeah, I know.
Absolutely
killing
me. The full
body ones haven't been fun.
And like I'm definitely like in my feels about working out right now. Like I'm trying to fucking do the right thing. So I'm up on weights and I'm actually pushing myself for the first time in like a few months. So that is not helping either. Mm. But I am fucking sore all the time.
You're isolating, Dave.
I have shin splints. I haven't had shin splints in like the longest time, bro. I just maybe need to start eating bananas again. I don't know what the fuck is going on. Drinking plenty of water.
Careful, so. Big dick in the house, brother.
Not a banana in sight with that motherfucker around. And then, yeah, Saturday night, mum was in town. So she did the typical mum thing. She brought me some bed sheets, brought me some towels.
Well, your singular towel. Nah. It's kind of used and wet, but here you go, brother.
Brought me some towels, brought me some containers for food and stuff like that. Got me a couple of little Easter chockies, which were then fucking divulged on Sunday because I was hungover and needed food.
People keep bringing like Easter chocolates into work, and I keep eating
them. Well, mum does the top shelf one. She still finds like Daryl Lee stuff because she's the news agency. She still has access to that stuff.
I think there's nothing better than like cheap. I like cheap chocolate. I'm not a big expensive chocolate. It feels wasted on me. Give me those.
I like all chocolates, but
yeah.
Cadbury? Yeah.
I'm talking I want to go to Red Dollar and buy me one of those fucking bunnies.
The tulip bunnies, man.
Yeah, there you go. Give me a mass of them.
Okay, all right. Well, no, that's
you're
disgusting.
Missing out, lad.
You're gross.
That's like advent calendar chocolate rocks too.
Advent calendar chocolate,
but like the random ones you get from Woolies for like.
No, I'm going to Kmart. I'm getting the Cadbury ones. I'm getting the good stuff.
It doesn't even have to be Cadbury. What are you looking at? What are you showing?
I'm getting the good stuff.
Bro, yes. I know what you're talking about.
You know what you need? Look up a Crunchy Bunny.
They're actually pretty good. The Dream Bunny ones as well.
Oh, yeah.
They just get you on
Easter time, bro. This is when I need to be hitting the gym hard because I'm going to get fat. I already know it. Easter time, boys.
The chocolate hot cross buns out.
You lean into it, bro.
And then the day after, they do the half price slash. Oh fuck! I grabbed the whole shelf.
That's what I'm grabbing now.
I'm grabbing an
army of tulip bunnies.
Bro, when I used to work at the reject shop, my god! And you watch it dwindle, and you're going every day. I'm taking the half price ones, and it goes down a quarter price.
Nope.
Bro, at some point they're giving you full fucking eggs away, 50 cents, man. Nope. Oh, don't you worry. I had Easter for weeks.
I know. I kicked the camera. Stop. I know. Well, I got to stretch my legs. Bro. I don't have much room around here, bro. I don't have much room.
My legs are this way. You need to come fucking this way.
Every week. We've just found out it's not me.
I know it's not you because your little legs can't reach with the new desk. I know it's him. I'm aware that it's him.
Bro, I'm pinned in. I can't move.
Fucking pinned in.
Let's move on.
Jesus. So it was really good to see mum. I got a couple of videos of her being drunk as a skunk, so that's always good. I'll hold that over her head for the foreseeable future. Sunday was just like fucking life admin. A little bit of anxiety, not going to lie. A little bit of like fucking...
Sunday scaries.
Just being a bit of a sad boy. Fucking got to the gym, sweated it out, tried to feel good about it, did not feel good about it. You know, couple of couple of phone calls with some close friends, and things were okay after that. So it was all good.
Did you get a call? I didn't get a call.
Nah, you guys were busy. I knew you guys were busy. Well, it wasn't so much me calling out. I was being called. So, you know, if you guys like were actually in tune with my emotions, you would call me.
I just couldn't fit you in, mate.
But, you know, go fuck yourselves. How about that?
We also had a game that you could have come and watched.
When was this? What time? What time?
2:30.
Oh, I was here. I was working out. Sorry, bro. Hate to tell you.
You can change your priorities for your mates, bro.
Well, yeah, okay. When the actual season is around, I'm a bit like the PK. Preseason, you're not getting me.
Started on that, man. Do not get me started on that, man.
Preseason, you're not getting me. But like, well, during the regular season.
I don't know if he's committed for the season, bro.
Yeah, he committed for the season.
No,
that's,
I don't know if he has.
No, he has. He has. I spoke to him last night. He's in for the season. He just he
has
wasn't
he signed getting, up.
He wasn't coming to preseason.
Has he signed up?
Yeah, but the man's cashed up. He'll fucking he'll. Yeah, he'll
but
be
he hasn't
there.
Committed to me. I asked him, and he ignored me three times.
I am telling you, as your friend.
I don't care, bro. Until I hear it from him, it's not true. So
okay,
PK, if you're listening, give me a fucking buzz, your dog.
He's not listening. There's no way he's listening. He's not fucking listening. He's not listening. But yeah, if you guys, you know, you guys just don't value me as a friend. It's okay. Yeah. It's fine.
All right, let's move on.
I get it. That's fine. Let's go and piss. I'll go and have a bit of a cry while we piss. And maybe the person that called me yesterday will call me again today.
I'm sure they will.
Go piss, girl.
Hey guys, just Matty B checking in here in the middle of the podcast. Look, you think that we're on a piss break right now, but actually, we're on a Dubby break. You guys have heard it all before. Dubby is our number one go-to source of caffeine when there's a coffee drip not around. Some beautiful flavors with zero sugar, zero artificial colors or dyes, zero secret formulas or nasty hidden ingredients. It's gluten-free. We love these unique flavors. The guava watermelon burst. Oh, so damn good. It's a much better alternative than smashing regular caffeine into your system. So make sure you head to dubby.gg and use code 5thnd at checkout, 5thnd for 10% off. Praise be unto Dubby and enjoy the rest of the show.
And we're back. Welcome back. Let us kick off like we normally would because we have a team of the week this week. If you hadn't seen the team of the week last week, it is up on the socials at 5th and Dribble at Rugby League Realm. The man and his card art, unbelievable. We've changed things up a little bit. This year, we've got a new card ourselves. And I'm liking it. The teamless card. How do you feel about the teamless card?
I like it. It was some back and forth before the season, but it's always good to change it up. It's nice.
Sherpa, are you a fan of the teamless card?
I haven't seen it.
Oh, it's fucking...
The back and forth is us putting ideas. Yeah. Sherpa knocking them back and us coming up.
Sherpa is not talking about it, bro. No, I have seen it because it's the one that you put through. Mm-hmm. I had seen it. I've just brought it back up to re-remind myself.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, it's all right.
It's all right. Okay, fantastic. Well, we've had good feedback on the fucking...
That's good for him.
We've had good feedback on the socials. So like, that's all that really matters. I couldn't care about this man's opinion. But team of the week, round two. Lockie, do you want to run through it?
I will because I was looking at the names. I reckon this is a Sherpa list.
It's a Sherpa friendly list.
I reckon it's a very Sherpa...
Should I go? Should we go one for one?
I reckon... Let's go because I want to see you do the Sherpa friendly list.
You want me to do the whole thing?
No, go one for one. You just said one for one, bro. Round two, team of the week. Here we go. As by the Sherpa and Lachlan.
The fullback position, Hamiso, I'm not going to say his last name, the hammer.
Can you not say that?
Tabuai Fido.
Oh my days.
This is the one I should have started. So
you
should have
started. I can rest.
Okay, I'll.
That's on you.
The winger.
I should have just said the hammer. It's
Jack Bostock.
Yaki Bosok. Yeah. All right, go on then.
I want to see how you say this one.
Isaac Togo.
Close.
It's not close enough.
It's not close enough.
He's a Para fan. He should know who rocked his shit this week. Yeah, is it the captain, Isaac Tonga? Yeah.
Isaac Tonga. The other said that it's Selwyn Cobbo.
Jeez, I mean, they're not hard, but I am getting all the harder ones.
This is like the scene in Big Daddy where the kid's trying to read and so is Rob Schneider. And he's like, this bullshit. He's getting the hard words. And he's got like anonymous.
On the other wing is Ronaldo Mulatalo.
Luke Brooks in the number 6 jersey.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, look, he's actually been pretty good this year.
He's been okay. He's actually been pretty good.
At 7, Jerome Hughes.
Moses Leota.
I knew that one as well, man. Don't you worry.
Or Leota, as it's, I guess, probably pronounced.
At number Big 9, the man who copped the best Falcon I've ever seen. Jeremy Marshall King.
I have never seen someone get knocked out.
Did you see the slow-mo of it, though? And he's just, his face is like,
You see his eyes cross in about four different ways.
And Ben Hunt tries to catch him at the same time.
There was the Falcon in the AFL that I thought was pretty good. I think it was the Suns game. The guy at the back of the rack is raining. It slips. The first guy just misses it and he's standing there and bang, scones him straight in the face.
Damn, toughies.
But this was way better. The other front row is Terrell May.
50 minutes this weekend after coming off the bench last week, bro. He's killing it. Anyway.
In your back row, it's Teague Wilton.
And Zach Hosking.
How you feel about that?
Yeah, we'll get to that.
he's got some Zach Hosking takes and Luke Gardner takes. Here we go.
At lock, Adam Elliott.
That one hurt.
The sheriff with the double.
The sheriff with the first half double.
Yeah,
that was tough to.
What's going on here? What's the number 14? What's all this about, Matty?
Clearly not paying attention whatsoever.
That has not come through the chat. That has not come through the chat.
We have discussed going through the chat. As the Sherpa is alluding to,
missed out the staff meeting, brother.
I'm bringing up receipts.
As the Sherpa is alluding to, we obviously have a bench player this year as a part of the whole new team list card. Lachlan, who's our 14 this week?
The GOAT, Marky Nichols.
Shout out, Marky Nichols. He's the GOAT. He's about it. Comment away on the socials anywhere that you would comment. How would you change? Who would you have in instead? There was a bit of DWZ conversation, a little bit of Javier Cotes conversation.
After he turned into
Superman, bro. He was one of the tries of the decade. I personally, I'm not a big Luke Brooks guy, not a massive Luke Brooks guy. I would have liked to have seen somebody else in the six, but I don't know if anybody was
I mean, Jerome Luai played an alright game. Dill Brown actually played a good game too. Dill Brown could have been a shout.
Not that I get a say because I don't know anything about this and I don't pay attention. But I would not have given you.
Dill Brown would have been above Luai. I just wanted to see his reaction. Good.
I'm also adamant. I've just searched bench in our group chat and there was nothing in there.
Well.
Shirtless videos of him throwing weight around.
That doesn't go in that group chat. That's another group chat. All right. Well, that's the team of the week. As I said, comment away where you can. If you would change anything, a bit of fantasy talk. I'm 0-2. It's not good. My boy, Stafford Toa, he let me down. He only had 7.
You have no one to blame but yourself for drafting Stafford Toa.
Yeah, I know. It's,
we called that out in the group chat.
Also, how's your Steel and Bronson Cherry going for you?
He's sitting on the bench. He's warming the bench. He's doing all right. He's doing okay. I got a few trade-ins this week that hopefully will tip me over the edge. I really wanted to pull the trigger on Vinny Chase, but then I would have so many Cowboys. Yeah. It's not
you
even
gotta wait till after the bye to do that.
Yeah, yeah. Lockie, you ended up going down as well.
I'm so filthy.
Oh, here we go.
Because I would have won. I lost by 8 points to Jendo, who had no other bench options. I had fucking Isaiah Papali'i on my bench. If I'd put him in over Keon or Jack Bird, I win this.
That is,
and I've no idea because I should have taken Jack Bird out. I should have.
That's not ideal for you, bro.
Papali'i, I'm just really low on him. It's that's tough. That would have been a good.
You went through this dilemma during the week. We were talking about it, and you didn't know whether to go Avarillo or keep him Papali'i. Or
Jack Bird is pretty consistent. He's not great. He's got a really low ceiling, but he's got a pretty high floor, and he plays edge and center.
Yeah,
so I can move him around, do this and that. So I ended up, playing Avarillo.
Yep.
And putting I had Sully and Herbie.
Sully, yeah.
I don't know. It's tough out here. I have to get myself a center.
Jacob Kiraz.
No, he's coming. The big Wahash. He's coming.
The big Wahash. Sherpa, you also went down, my friend. But you were both still firmly in the top five.
Yeah, one for me each. As well. My halves let me down this week. Sean Johnson with 26 and Sam Walker with 16. That was not good.
I'll trade you Luke Metcalf.
Well, as soon as he's out injured, probably not.
No, he'll play.
He'll play, bro.
Who do you have? Who do you have in round three? I don't know who I have yet.
No, I haven't looked, but yeah. So Aaron took me about 40 points, I think.
So you have producer Timmy.
Oh,
he's on fire. He's got a good this team. Year.
He has.
Is he not leading the comp?
He's second.
Nah, he's second two behind two. The Woody Better.
The Woody Better's first, and then he's second. Wow. Unlucky. I have Ez this week.
Oh,
we're in the show. Ez.
She beat me last week, so
I beat
Jendo round one. So
you did. That's a good win to have.
Yeah.
I wish if I could have banked those two wins, that would have been good. You have Nicole.
Oh, okay. Shout out.
I couldn't even name.
Shout out.
Think of a name.
Shout out, Coley. Very good. The Udi's odds, moving on. He went down again, but getting close.
After the Savage try, I thought we were really onto one here. And imagine if the coach try had been the one to put the multi over.
Oh, my days. He went 3 out of 4, Mulatalo, Savage, and Coates all crossed the cow. Moat, how long it hurts to say. He did us dirty. Ended up not going over. He looked good and was disallowed, but just unlucky. Cows were supposed to run over the Knights too, so that's just unfortunate. But we are closing in on something big. The 230 almost hit. That would have put us firmly in the green.
Keep an eye out, though.
Chilling in the red right now. But it's round two. I'm not worried. We end up positive.
Imagine being concerned in round two.
Yeah, I'm not worried. It's like you heard me on Saturday night. Every time the Knights are going over, I'm not worried. We're going to be fine.
You were worried.
I wasn't worried. Did we win?
That's a different question.
I wasn't worried. I didn't think that Chad Townsend was going to kick the field goal, but I wasn't worried at all. In the news this week, now it's not on the dock, but I kind of want to get to it. Jerome Luai did a couple of shenanigans this week and faced the judiciary and is cleared to play. Got a little fine for a trip and a head high tackle. Two convictions. No crime, no time. According to the judiciary.
I mean, they literally said there was a crime, but you just don't get no. So it is crime with no time.
Crime, a little bit of no time. It pays to live in Penrith.
It does, apparently. It pays to have Ashley Klein as your ref as well. Fuck, I hate that guy.
Here we go.
Look, I hate him too, but
Sherpa, do you think? How do you feel about the Jerome Luai thing?
I mean, he's a fucking filthy scumbag and I don't like him, but that's
besides. Are you going to hate him less when he moves to the Tigers?
No. I just don't like him because he's a cocky fuck. But that's... Regardless.
Have you seen your fullback and your halfback?
I don't... No, hang on.
Oh, here we go.
I don't think Gutho is that cocky.
I think he is, bro. I don't know about... Yeah.
Nah, who'd you say? My halfback?
Yeah.
I don't think Mitch is. I reckon we've got worse... No, yeah.
What was this the other week? You were talking about rose-coloured glasses?
Yeah. No, I just don't think they're... Like, I can see why they'd be annoying players, but I don't think that... Like, but they're not, like, grubby like that. I've never thought of them as grubby.
Maybe Gutho more than Moses.
Probably, yeah. Probably a little bit of that.
Gutho's got a bit of lip on him.
He's definitely got a shin tap. Don't get me wrong. Yeah.
He's got a shin tap. He's grubby.
Yeah. Shout out Bradman Best.
No, look. It's going to be a really tough one because you're right. Taking off the rose-colored glasses. You made a good point earlier off air, Maddie, that it's probably not. And so we've had this chat, Locke, numerous times about the punishment should not be relative to the injury. No. My biggest issue with that is, like, I feel like there should have been something. Sure, he got put on report, but that doesn't do anything. He gets a fine. And you know what? These blokes don't care about the fines. Let's be honest about it. They really don't.
He just signed a $5 million. Like, yeah. Right.
They don't really care about the fines. So it's not really... Yeah, sure, you get the points and whatever, and then it could result in problems later on. But it doesn't really impact him. The bigger issue is it was in the third minute and we lost a man, so we were a man down for the entire game. Not just any man, but someone who's kind of key structurally because it's a winger, so you mean you have to play everyone out of shape.
Probably your second best outside back.
Yeah. And I think, which is unbelievable that we're saying that. This guy has come from nowhere.
Simonson being out for the Eels is going to like make or break them.
Yeah. And I think, and also just not, obviously we weren't carrying a utility in you know, the classical sense. Also didn't play Brandon Hands all game, which was weird.
In today's NRL, you need to carry someone who can slot out there.
Yeah.
Somebody needs to be able to. And I guess he figured he's had enough kind of quick enough back rowers. He could move him.
Apparently, Talangi being out there was a weird choice.
I didn't like that at all. But Lane would have been a better choice, I reckon. But
anyways, looping it back around. So I'm not too... I think it's grubby to then follow it up with a trip and have nothing happen. Like, again... I don't think the trip itself, it's only because it's him and he's, you know, it's, anyways, I don't think the trip itself is a terrible, terrible act. I get it. But a lot of it all combined, coming to the fact that we were down a man, we're going to lose that man for 2 weeks now, whatever it is, right? And there's no punishment. I understand the punishment doesn't impact off the, you know, we shouldn't make the punishment based off of the result of the injury. However, my biggest issue is, we need to change the rule on the 18th man activation.
Yeah, I agree. I think if it's within the first...
I think it should be anything.
You reckon any head injury?
I think any injury, full stop, really. And so the AFL did this. They changed it where they had the emergency or the sub that they brought in. Strategic sub,
what's it called?
Well, it's the sub now, but the year before when they first introduced it, it was only to be activated if the player was medically unable to continue. Now, obviously, teams can start manipulating that if you wanted to. Yeah. But then there was follow-up procedures where it was like you had to justify and write reports to say they're likely going to miss the following week.
I will say what I heard a really good argument against the teams will manipulate this, right? Like if you have a guy who's your 18th man, if he was good enough to start, guess where he'd be playing?
Yeah.
If he was good enough to make a difference to the game, he'd already be starting.
I don't mind.
I do think that if you had Arce as your 18th man, which I think was, I don't know, Orsini, one of the backs was.
I can't remember.
Whoever it was could have come in and slot in there at center. If someone's injured in the third minute and can't go on, I can't see why you can't put someone else out there.
I agree. And I think the biggest issue I have with it all is that I think you could use it as a tactical thing and I think it'd be fine. I think it'd actually add to the game. Imagine having, you've got your rotations, but then you go, all right, well, when I make this sub, it's exactly what the AFL's done.
Well, how about if they
make this sub out, the guy that we sub out is done for the game.
What if,
but we bring in a bit of extra legs.
What if they opened up the bench, right? So instead of, cause you get 8 substitutions and you get 4 guys on the bench. What if they went 5 guys on the bench, but still 8 substitutions? So you don't get extra subs, but you have to be more strategic about it. So you still get, the only thing is you'll get guys that don't play and are kind of sitting on the bench.
Oh, Luca Moretti.
Luca Moretti was the 18th man, so he would have been fucked anyway.
Okay, that seems like poor planning from Brad. Yeah. That's horrendous.
He's not a bad edge, Luca Moretti. And he can slide into
there's an outside back running around.
He can slide into the nine.
We're going to get into this in a second later on when we go through the games, but the fact that Brendan Hands didn't get on the field, or he played 3 minutes. Like,
yeah, that's a head scratcher.
It doesn't really help us anyway because he's a classic nine, and so is Joey Lussick. They're not going to be able to really fill many other spots.
But
in
don't
the team.
Carry that. I don't understand.
Exactly right.
That.
To be fair, Brad said that in his preseason. He said, "I don't want to carry 2 hookers on the bench." Then why are you doing it, mate?
Yeah.
Why are you doing it?
I can understand doing it. Like Penrith did it, I think, really well when they had someone like Appy and Mitch Kenny. And you could do it when you had.
They don't do it so well now they got Kenny and Sonny.
And that's the thing I was just about to say. You can't do it as well when you don't have as good of players because I just kind of want Mitch Kenny out there for 80 minutes. Yeah. He's not great. He's not amazing, but he just does his job. I'd rather just have him for 80 minutes. But when it was, he can soak up that 20 minutes of hurt and then bring on Appy, sure. But if you don't have the stock for it, just deal with it. Find a fucking 80-minute hooker. Like, I think the Warriors should bring Egan off the bench when it comes time to finals, he should come off and be the impact player. He shouldn't be fucking making 60 tackles a game.
But imagine we make the change that we've just discussed, right? You have a sub on the bench that's a tactical sub or an injury sub, whatever the fuck you want it to be, right? You play Dejan Arce as your 14, right? But then you put Hands as your 18 and late in the game, sub Lussick off done completely. Hands just plays the rest of the game.
Yeah, I think 5 subs, I think you could do it. Or as you say, they are activated after 1 injury. I mean, you get teams like Melbourne who fucking manipulate it. Like, but it is what it is.
It's
like,
fine. Like,
all the best teams will manipulate it.
And that's the thing. Like, if anyone at home is watching Melbourne, whenever they have a head injury, the guy that comes on is a prop.
Yeah.
I can guarantee you a guy that comes on is a prop. And when they bring on whoever passes the head injury, the guy that comes off is a different prop.
Different prop, yeah.
Always. They always use it to swap prop, which is, look, it is what it is. More teams should just get better at doing it, but there will be teams that do it. You just kind of get over it. I agree. I would have rather have seen, because as soon as I realized what had happened, because I was sitting on when Parra were attacking on their left side, so the side of the injury, and I could see Talangi and Harper there, and I just went, they're going to attack that.
And also, and they, I mean, we don't rate Harper at all. And
I think he played okay.
He's been okay.
I think
he's played okay.
There's only so much you can do in that situation.
But he's also playing on the wing when he was meant to be playing. Like, he's trained at center.
Yeah, and I think there's not much more you could have asked him to do there. He was going to get cooked no matter what. You have the expectations of Harper.
He's also playing against Taruva, who's just, like, you know, he's going to bowl you over.
I do think if that's Stephen Crichton instead of Tungo then at right center like it was last year, he scores a hat trick.
Mm. Oh, that would have been... Oh. Just delicious.
Anyway,
I will say I think he should have got 10 for the swinging arm. He was swinging; the guy was falling, but the arm just swung. The trip, that's never been anymore. It's never a suspension, so that's fine. He should have copped 10. Also, and I know that we don't want to say
injury is
the cause of the suspension, but it does feel kind of shitty that someone who doesn't miss any time, someone who misses two games.
Yeah. It does. It just feels unfair.
It just feels, it whatever it is, it's even if you want to say it's technically correct or he got charged, didn't have priors, that's his conviction. And then the head injury is a separate thing. That's fine. It just feels kind of.
Yeah. Also the fact that he's got this reputation, even if it doesn't say it on the judiciary board, it does feel like, how has he not got these things against him?
Well, I guess he doesn't do that physical. I don't think he's got
a reputation. He runs his mouth.
Yeah, that's probably true.
He runs his mouth, but I don't think he's putting people in dangerous positions. Like, he's usually the smaller guy in the tackle. He's usually the one getting
him do a trip or something before.
Nah, he's usually the one getting
I've seen him do little niggly things like that before. I don't know what.
I don't know about trip. I didn't see the trip. Did you see it in real time? Oh, you didn't watch the game.
No, but I watched the highlights.
So they did it and you saw Moses. I was sitting on the far side from it, so I didn't have a clear angle, but Moses did that fake kick and then pulled back and they brought him down. I went, that was weird that he like shot off after he did that. And then they called back the penalty straight away and he went, okay.
Anyways, we just got derailed on the Penrith Para game. We're still meant to be in the news section, Maddie. Take us forward.
Back to the news. I'm wondering if... is it the year of the Tiger?
No. You know,
plenty of people are talking about how it's the year of the Tiger.
The team that lost? No.
And I will give you...
I don't understand where this news article's from.
I will give you some facts to back it up. The Canberra Raiders have just broken a 6,544-day streak. And for those mathematicians out there, it's the first time since round 6 of 2005 that they're first on the ladder after the first round, which is insane. Last time they did it, as I said, 2005. The year that the Tigers won the Premiership. It hurts still, but we're talking about it. In that year, the Tigers also started 0-1-1 in the first two rounds. They also started with a loss and with a draw. And they won that fucking premiership.
Was it a bye?
It was a bye, sorry. Yeah, a bye and a loss.
Right.
So they started in the exact same position. The Raiders went on to go 4-1 and they ended the season 5-14. I don't believe in the Ricky Stewart Raiders, and I also think that they're going to end probably 6-15, maybe something around that. So, could it be the year of the Tigers? Is it possible? It's all coming together.
Let's have a no. If you could win a premiership with Jaden Sullivan and Aiden Caesar, Benji Marshall's the GOAT coach.
Right,
he's the GOAT coach. If he wins the premiership with those guys as his halves.
But it was a young kid playing. It wasn't even him on the weekend.
Galvin.
Galvin's good, but Caesar came off the bench.
Galvin's a beast.
There was a try that went Galvin, Buller, Samuela Fainu. And I was like, that is...
Semi Fainu, bro. He's a beast.
A Tigers fan, that's what you want to see. Your 18-year-old halfback to your young fullback to your 18-year-old back rower.
The only thing that makes that better is putting the other Fainu brother in the halves.
Oh, how many Fainus we got fucking
around? We've got a couple of Fainus bouncing around, bro. I'm telling you.
I don't know. I think Galvin was good. He'll be the long-term six moving forward. I cannot wait for some fucking idiot to try and move him into lock.
What happens with Luai?
Luai will be seven.
Luai will play seven?
Reckon? I don't think it'll be... Yeah, I think he'll play seven.
Wow.
So or Galvin plays seven, he plays six. I think it doesn't really matter. It doesn't really fucking matter.
One's going to kick.
Galvin
will
play on the right side.
Right.
Luai will play on the left. You can put fucking 1,000 on their back. Yeah. Who cares? Like,
so what happens with Dewey?
Dewey sucks, man. Dewey's gone. Dewey's playing in England.
And Sullivan?
Dewey's gone
as well.
To England. Jaden Sullivan, maybe. I don't think he's first grade ready yet.
I don't know how long Caesar stays around. Sullivan might play the 14.
Yeah, I don't know. You got Appy. You don't need a 14 like that. I'd rather carry more utility player than a half.
Yeah.
I know it's for next year. I think Dewey goes, unless he wants to play in the centres.
I think he might want to play in the centres.
I think he just might want to play in general. Yeah, and they'll say, you can play in the centres or you can fuck off.
My boy Stafford Toa only getting 48 minutes.
I think he'll go out there. I don't know. I think Caesar's gone at the end of the year. He looked kind of...
Yeah, I think he's one and done. Yeah. I think he's a one and done. I think this is like I'm back in the NRL finally. Like, it's,
come back,
you know what I mean?
Yeah. I think next year you'll see Galvin and Luai and the other Fainu, I don't know his name, Latu Fainu?
Yeah, Latu. Yeah,
Latu Fainu.
Yeah.
I think he'll be pushing up for another half spot. And then you'll start getting all the stupid Galvin to lock.
Because I watched the Fainu brothers play for the youngsters Origin. And they connected on so much. It was fucking unbelievable. So,
not going to lie. So with this game, I watched a little bit of it, right? I turned it on and it was 12-0. So I turned it on before heading.
Raiders up, 12-0.
And for the stint that I watched, jeez, the Tigers looked exciting.
They looked okay, bro.
They looked so right. good. And then
they're just chucking the ball around. Like, yeah. And they've got a couple of old heads in Coruscant, Clemmer, Papali'i, I guess, is kind of an old head. Like, the, you know, Caesar in there now. And then like John Bateman. And then they've got all these young, throbbing back. I would say
the backs are the only, like, they're creating all this stuff and throwing the ball around, but then it's ending up in the hands of Star Tower and Charlie Staines.
Yeah.
And you probably need someone better to finish this, and that'll come. Like, you can find the young guys. I think they're building something a little bit. I'm not.
But it's not going to be this year.
It's not going to. I don't even think it's going to be next year. No. I think.
There is way too much youth on that team and not enough standout talent. I know we've talked about this before, but I mean, there's just not the standout talent. There's not. And I think there are really exciting times when things are starting to click. You're seeing it, but they can't hold out a game for 80 minutes. And
I would,
we saw that in the second half. The Raiders ran rampant.
Well, season guy on the halves next year is really going to help that. Yeah, for sure.
If I'm a Tigers fan or I'm the organization, I just want to see like Buller, Galvin, and the Fainu brothers, I guess, whichever one plays.
Yeah.
I probably wouldn't even play Latu. I just keep him in reserve grade. He's like 19. He's 18. Mm-hmm. Let him he's just young. Develop. I'd want to see those guys connecting and playing well. And Fanua Pole as well.
Yeah.
The rest of them are older forwards. They're going to be pretty good week in, week out. And I don't know. I don't think they're going to do much in the league this year.
It's nice to see the Tigers getting up and around though. It's a fun thought.
It's got some exciting tries, but I think they're going to have a lot of fucking points. They're going to have a lot of points put on them, man. They're going
to
have.
Probably. Yeah. Zaki Lomax has been rejected to talk to other clubs. Your Eels, Sherpa, was in the mix.
Hear about this, actually.
Do you want him?
Would you take him?
I'd take him. He's fucking
wants good. To play centers. You need a strike center.
We need a center. Well,
and Penasini in the centers is like, that's pretty fucking.
And also someone who can kick under pressure.
Simonsen goes a wing.
But for who?
Morgan Harper.
Harper's not playing wing.
Well, the other one, Dunster. Squad, I'd get rid of Dunster.
Sean Russell. He's okay at times as well, but you're probably right.
It's because Dunster played. Did Dunster play this week or no? No, it was Sean Russell.
They look the same, apparently. Bro,
you guys, how did you not?
Or better yet, get rid of Michael Sivo.
Yeah, I'd be looking at
get rid of Michael Sivo. Man's a sieve on defense.
Why it's just not going to happen, though. I mean, I know, I get all the arguments for it. He hasn't been the same since the knee injury. I get it. He's just not the same. When he's on, he can play, and I think that's all they're holding on to.
No, I don't. Or what he does really
right
well.
Right now, we have nothing better. I'd rather Sivo out there than any of the fuckers we've got. I'm not even Morgan Harper on that wing. I tell you that for a fact.
I will say the one thing that
he cut his hair and he learned how to play football. So
he did one of those things. So one thing Sivo does really well is he just sits so tight to that sideline and knows don't come in, don't come to the action. The action will come to you. And I don't know if that's taught or he just like it could be a lot of reasons that is going on. But I don't know. I'd look to get rid of him. But how do you not bring back Hayes Perriman? I have Hayes, and Blaze. How do you not do that? How do you let that slip
Hazer
away?
Hazer and Blazer.
Yeah.
Stan Mitovacchini.
Mitchell Moses. But I think I really... So chatting to a friend at work, big Eels fan, I was telling him, I think Zach Lomax could be fantastic for the Eels. He kind of fits what you need. You don't have someone you can kind of get the ball, get early ball to and say, kind of create something.
He's not the best at creating.
We wanted Connor Tracy in the offseason. Like, I would have taken that in a heartbeat.
I think Zach Lomax is way better than Connor Tracy.
Well, he's 1,000% better, but like Connor Tracy is more diverse in the positions that he can play.
So imagine if you played, so what, Sivo plays on the left?
Mm.
You'd play Lomax at left center and because Penasini plays on the right.
Mm.
Pretty sure.
Yeah.
And then you put, what you're saying, put Simonsen on the right wing.
Simonsen on the right wing. Lomax, imagine drawing in that winger and he always manages to get the ball out to Sivo.
He loves the flick pass.
He can't fuck up that forward.
Ultimately, mine right now is shit, so I'll take whatever I can get, right?
If you signed tomorrow, would you be excited for that?
I don't want to be excited. I'd be, you know why I'm not excited? Because I'm not excited about anything the Eels are doing in the recruitment department at the moment.
It is weird that he didn't get it back. Get one back. Yeah, can you not get it back?
It's like, I'm just like, all right, prove me wrong. Like, prove me right. Or, you know, like, prove me wrong. No, that's the right
It's not even one coming through. Like,
no, we've got nothing. It's like they're just banking on. Yeah, anyways, I don't need to go down this. It's just like, I just feel stagnant in the Eels right now. It's like, there's not much going on.
Everyone's getting a year older. Yeah.
Like, we have some great core. Don't get me wrong. There's a great core, but like, bring in some. That what were they? The X factor they were after. Bring something in.
When Suoliti comes back, comes to Para after the World Cup. maybe it's not Pennacini going that way. Maybe it's
Suoliti coming this
Suoliti
way.
Suoliti going the other way.
I could see that.
They're going to play together. I can see him signing a fullback deal.
I also
he
don't
looks
think,
so
I
shit.
I don't think Pennacini is going anywhere. I think he's.
That's why I've switched it. My take is now switched. I think Suoliti will come to Para. He's Glenmore Park.
A lot of power chat on this podcast this week. And I'm surprised you guys aren't in the toilet vomiting downstairs.
Well, we'd be just out of care. We can talk about you all day if you don't mind.
I'm not about it. I'm not okay with this fucking power chat.
Next news.
Looking like Lachie Ilias is going to be dropped ahead of the Roosters clash next round. Just speculation and rumours right now, but he's not been good through 2 weeks. Yeah, I think that they're probably just going to need a change in there, and they're not going to fucking change Cody Walker. Like, they're not going to move him out. I will say that Trill Mitt try, yes, it was against tired defense, but that's like the most Greg Inglis he's looked.
He never looks like he's running, does he?
Nah, he doesn't.
He never looks like
but
he's running.
But that was the most Greg Inglis he's looked. Then that was like, that reminded me of like old fashioned rugby league on the PS2,
yeah,
where like you kind of run around and then the whole team like,
and you just find an angle and you just have the faster guy.
And you keep fucking going with the faster. Reese Wester usually was.
Yeah,
you keep going with him and everybody's just like kind of like lagging behind. And that's what it looked like. And it was good for his 100th.
They need to change something for the Bunnies. I don't know. I think Gillies probably needs to be dropped. Dean Hawkins will probably come in to play halfback.
That's exactly what this article is saying.
He's the New South Wales player, New South Wales Cup player of the year last year. So he's at least got some pedigree behind him.
You also get Jackie Whiten back this week as well.
I wouldn't be surprised if Jack Whiten... It's hard with Campbell Graham out, but if there's some talk of him playing seven or something, I don't know.
Oh, don't like that.
No.
Don't like that.
They only have a seven. If Dean Hawkins doesn't kick on, they...
I'm just saying I'm excited for him
potentially,
to play.
Dean Hawkins will play this week.
Yeah, Dean Hawkins will play this week, and I reckon they'll give him 2 or 3 weeks to kind of try and win the spot.
Well, according to this article, and they're always going to say this, but Cam Murray's come out and said the responsibility for our results hasn't fallen on his shoulders at all. It shouldn't be put that way because it's not his fault. The unfortunate part of the game is you can only pick 17 players. It's proof nobody's safe. It's not saying that Lockie's not played his best footy. I'm saying that Dino has earned that opportunity. Now, of course they're always going to say that. Of course they're going to say
that. He was horrendous on the weekend.
He fucking sucks, yes, bro. He's not in my fantasy team next week. He's gone.
Do you have him? What is score?
Like 17.
Did he lose points for kicking into your own player?
Nah, he scored 17.
I will say what gets...
Talis Duncan played like half the time and he had 21.
The same thing that gets me with Ilias is the same thing that gets other people for Luke Brooks. They just look like a halfback. You see him on the field and you go, yeah, that's a halfback, that's right? A halfback. Yeah, that's a fucking halfback. Right? Like Chad Townsend, he looks like a halfback for like fucking 15 years. Yeah. That guy looks like a fucking halfback.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just think maybe it's time, bring Dean Hawkins in. See what happens. Like, I don't know.
Just
like,
have a go. Literally, just have a go.
With the Adam Reynolds stuff happening now, you kind of see why they made the move that they did. Like, the fact that he is injured again.
I guess so, but I would have taken a couple more years of Reynolds.
I would have too, because you kind of had this team you could win a championship around now.
Yeah, you could.
I would have also done that. You don't get those windows all
I think that there was a possibility to maybe take one more off Penrith, like early, like what, like the like
and
the
when's
first
the last
one.
When's the last time a team has won without
a gun seven?
I mean, it hurts that the last three have been won by a gun seven, but
what was what are the
before
ones
him
before
was a Storm,
that?
Jerome Hughes.
Yep,
dog. 2019 was. Roosters, Kronk, dog. 2018, Roosters, dog.
Kronk, yeah.
Dog, Kronk, dog. 2017
so
was 17, Thursday.
Melbourne again.
Melbourne, which was Kronk, dog.
Dog, yeah.
Cronulla, which
was
Townsend.
Townsend, dog. 2016, Townsend, dog.
2015, Thurston, dog. Come on, bro.
He wasn't a halfback. He was playing 6 when he at the time.
He's playing 7. Michael Morgan was playing playing the 6.
20.
But that's another one of 20, those like, are they 6? Are they 7?
2014, Adam Reynolds. Dog. 2013.
Roosters.
Mitch Pearce.
Dog.
That was the best run into that joke. You planned that.
I didn't
well.
Even plan that. That worked out. Amazing.
Oh, my day.
2012. Storm.
Melbourne.
Kronk. Dog.
Dog.
2011. Manly. Cherry Evans is a dog.
Cherry Evans, bro.
Rookie Cherry Evans, though.
Rookie.
Still dog.
Dog.
St. George Illawarra?
Nah, is Ben Holby, not Dobby.
No, no, so that's the one.
That's the one.
2010's the one. No, Chad Townsend gets it.
I don't think Chad Townsend gets it.
Who was
Ben Hornby was the halfback in 2010 with Jamie Soward as a six.
Yeah.
If Jamie Soward was a seven, that's dog.
Dog. That's dog. Dog.
That's
dog.
That's my dog right there.
That's dog.
But I think besides Chad Townsend, in the last
14 years,
you need an elite.
There's been one in the last 14 years that hasn't had an elite.
Also,
half.
He had, you know, they were doing a lot of other stuff besides world class halfbacks.
They were fucking dogs. They were fucking getting the juice. They were doing all kinds of stuff.
You had almost like prime Val Holmes, prime Andrew Fifita. You had all these guys out.
Prime
like
McGinnis.
Benny Barber. Like they had a Maloney, was it? Like they just had
a team great
all round team. I think you need an elite halfback.
Luke Lewis?
To win. Like if someone was like, you remember that year Lachlan Ilias won like as halfback as South, you'd be like, nah, I don't.
So who are your elite halfbacks this year?
Cleary.
Obviously. Yep.
Reynolds.
Yep. I think your boy.
I was about to
I
say.
I still think your boy.
Moses?
I still think your boy.
Yeah, Moses is up there.
The more Reynolds gets injured, the higher he climbs. Hughes, I still think is dog.
Ben Hunt if he moves to another team.
Ben Hunt, dog.
That's it. I think that's the top five.
I think we're
struggling after that.
Yeah, I'm having a quick look now.
Chadwick Townsend, you got to like give him a little bit.
No, bro. Get out of here. He's not a dog, brother.
Fogarty's all right.
No, not a dog, though.
Yeah, but he's got like, I think he's got dog-esque.
If you have to convince me he's better than all right, he's not a dog.
Johnson?
Oh, too flashy.
Cherry Evans is still dog.
Dog, yeah.
He still is dog. He's still good.
Nico Hines has not reached dog status.
I don't think he's quite a dog yet. I think that's a cooked take.
The fact that you just put Cherry Evans above Johnson and Hines.
I would take him 100 times out of 100 over Johnson.
Yeah,
you could maybe convince me Hines.
Oh, no, you couldn't convince me Hines. Couldn't convince me Hines.
You would take him that many times over Johnson.
Yes. Yeah. Johnson,
why?
Because he's better than Johnson.
Johnson's a fantastic football player, but respectfully, what's he done with the cabinet? What's in the cabinet for Johnson? What's in it? Cherry Evans has
he's
been.
He's also not got the opportunity to go. Hang, because if you're about to
Cherry
bring
Evans
up Origin.
I'm not even talking about Origin. I'm talking club level. Like, club level only.
Manly's been
in the cabinet?
He's won one premiership.
Johnson hasn't.
No, I'm talking about Cherry Evans.
No, I'm talking about Johnson, though. I'm saying Johnson.
So 1v0 is only one.
But it's the longevity of what Cherry Evans has done throughout his career. He's done the rebuilds at Manly.
I fucking hate Manly.
I hate Daily Cherry Evans. I literally call him the test tube baby.
And
I have respect for him, though. I understand what he's done for the game and what he's done for that club. Dog.
There's also the Origin stuff after the Immortals retired. Dog.
Yeah, but we're just talking club level right now.
Yeah, we are.
Club level
so
right
you,
now.
You would take
but John. When the games, if we are going to bring the Origin stuff into it, then like extra, like capitalized
dog.
You
can't because Johnson doesn't have eligibility for Origin.
That's fair. But he also wouldn't have, I don't think there's a year he makes it.
Okay, all right. Then
maybe last year. Maybe last
let's
year.
Take,
that's
let's
it.
Take the, okay, let's take international into it then. Cherry Evans, dog. Literal dog.
I don't know. I actually think he plays shit for Australia. That one I'll give to Johnson. Oh. Johnson gets that one. Sorry, bruh.
I'm with you. He's still Luke, a dog.
I just can't get over this run. Ended up with Mitch Pearce and dog in the same conversation. That was very well done, fellas. But that's all I'm saying. I think you need an elite halfback to win. Like, and I guess Hines is someone that could win one and in 10 years, some idiots doing a podcast go, Nico Hines, dog, right? Like, you could see that happening, right? You've tried to convince me fucking Chad Townsend was a dog. Don't you start.
Nah.
I just, yeah.
He's just got to prove it. Nico's got to prove it. He hasn't proven
it. But if he wins one, isn't that proving it?
Maybe.
If he wins one.
If you give me Chad Townsend, then it proves it.
Yeah, your logic is flawed.
If you give me Chad
Townsend,
it proves it.
If
you
give
me
Chad Townsend, it proves it.
You give me Chad,
but you're forgetting the point of, he's not a dog, though.
He's only a dog when he's on roids.
Yeah, exactly. And his hair's all perfectly fucking flat topped.
He's got that mullet
actually,
now.
He still does have the.
He's got a flat top mullet now.
Yeah. All right. Let's try
on the weekend. Dog.
I do. Yeah. I think that you need an elite halfback. I think trading away Reynolds was
questionable at best. Yep. Questionable at best. All right. Let's actually get into some fucking games and let's get the fuck out of here.
We should whiz through these.
Broncos, Bunnies. Broncos just look too fucking good. Like Selwyn Cobbo in the centers looks more like Latrell Mitchell than Latrell Mitchell does right now. It's just like he's also looking like a baby GI, which is just unfucking believable. I was not all that high on him being in the centers personally, but seeing that move. And you know, it's obviously tough losing Herbie Farnworth and whatnot, but having Strike in both Selwyn Cobbo and Katoni Staggs on both sides of the field and the way that Selwyn is able to move and roam like the modern center does is unfucking believable. And the Bunnies just didn't fucking have it. Like, the again, we go back to the elite center talk. Cody Walker gets too fucking invested in himself and like loses the game for them because he has to do too much.
Yeah.
And we've been seeing that in DCE, and you know, we'll talk about Luke Brooks in a second, but he's been able to free up DCE for the first couple of weeks and give him a little bit more dog status. Yeah, we're not, you know, we're not there for the Bunnies.
Yeah, we'll say Broncos looked really, they looked really good, not as good as last year, but the Bunnies just looked bad. Mm. And they're playing with a back five of Isaiah Tass, Richie Kenner, and Tane Milne. I can see why they're losing. Once you get, once you kind of get that sharpened up a bit and you get Jack White in there, Campbell Graham, like, sure.
Yeah, Campbell Graham's not for like,
I know, but he's coming back.
Round 21 or something.
Yeah. I will say Dean Mariner is unbelievably quick.
Oh, he's a freak.
He is the chip and chase from a winger.
That was insane.
The Broncos, I think, have a long way to go. They'll figure out what to do. It's just how, I would normally say it's how they control games without Adam Reynolds, but he hasn't done a great job of being that controlling half at times.
In fact, I think the excitement and the explosiveness of your, like you said, your backs, and particularly Reece Walsh, I can't stand what he's doing at the moment, but it is good.
I love Reece Walsh. I love
Reece. I'm big on Reece Walsh.
I'm not a Walshy man, but it is. Oh. There's no denying his talent and what he's doing, and he's just in the right spot at the right time, and he's just excited. The step to break past and just
he's young, hot, right, and he's got bang, a fucking just, goosey.
It's weird because he's small. Normally those big guys that just like barrel through teams are big, like your GIs, your Haynes, whatever, but he just is so little and he just bang, just straight through. His
center of gravity is fucking unbelievable.
He has been unreal, and yeah, I don't know. I think Jock Madden will be good for this team. He doesn't have to do much.
No, he doesn't.
You have to just basically get the ball out to your centers in Cobbo and Staggs pretty early. Mm. You have to set your forwards up, and you have to just be there for Reece Walsh.
He can also run that rotate with Billy Walters as well. Like, they can both play.
I don't think the halfback in this team doesn't have to do a whole lot. It's just a luxury. It was what was supposed to be a luxury.
Having Adam Reynolds.
When it was Adam Reynolds who could game control out of games.
100%. But like, Ezra Mamm has shown the growth to.
Yeah, I still want to see a bit more from Ezra. I would like to see a bit more controlling. But Jock Madden will come in there and just be a robot. He'll be a lot like Chad Townsend and just give the ball to who it needs to go to. I could honestly see someone looking back at that list and going, Jock Madden, not a dog, but like just did the job.
Yeah. Yeah. A bit of sauce vibes about him.
Because this team is fucking stacked.
Yeah, they are.
This team is stacked. Like,
and young.
It'd be the same as that Sharks team when we go. They had Barber, they had Val, they had Fifita. Like, you'd be going, they had Walsh, they had Cobbo, they had Staggs. Like, they had Haas, who the fuck is,
Yeah, who's the biggest fucking dude out there.
I don't know. I just think South needs to do something. Apparently, Demetrio's just lost the locker room. I think he's gone.
Yeah, so saying that, that denied accusations that, you know, that Sam Burgess left the club after voicing concerns. Josh Mansour has said stuff.
He was scathing on his.
They never saw eye to eye. He
called Demetrio basically a liar.
Yeah. It's like, it's not been good. And talk about giving preferential treatment to star players like your Cody Walkers and your Trail Mitts. So, I mean.
And I do get that in some point, though, where it's like they are probably an elevated level, especially because they're in what you'd probably call the leadership group, whatever. Maybe there's different structures to how a team works, and it's kind of like.
I've also been in clubs where they've dropped leaders because they needed to.
But you also do need to have that as well. So it is kind of like, he's a leader, he's a dog, and he's performing. He kind of maybe gets this or that. If you want to get this or that, be a dog who performs. And then when that is not there, you need to kind of be accountable. I also don't understand how they have never gotten another back rower. Like, Shaq Mitchell started this game in the back row.
Mm.
How do you not get another back rower? Well, Jai Arrow, I think, is always way better as a middle. Yeah. It's kind of like Parra with the centers. Like, it's a clear weakness.
They're adamant Jai Arrow's coming back soon, but that's not happening.
I also think even if he comes back, I want him to play in the middle. I don't want him to play on an edge.
All right, moving on. Sharks, Bulldogs. This was pretty good for like the first 40 minutes.
First half was good.
And then the Sharks just kind of ran away with it. Nico Hines does not get dog status for beating the Dogs.
I don't think he did a lot. Again, watching the little bit that I did watch, like, he wasn't the one making the impact. Again, it seemed like it was the support play from Kennedy and the centers and the wingers who were really making the explosive movements and
breaking lines. Well, I mean, Katoa and Mulatalo are fucking guns
for that.
Their forward
pack's pretty good too.
Their forward pack is good. And, credit to Hines, he has to put them in the right positions. But Yeah, it was just like, it was just a good, well-rounded game from the Sharks. And I mean, the Dogs just kind of looked a little bit gassed. They're still trying to work each other out. So I'm not too worried about it. It's their second year altogether. So it's like...
With
a couple of new faces again. And Kickout's basically a new face still. Like, he fucking didn't play last year. Yeah. So it'll fall into place. I would like to see, you know, this bit of fan consensus of like... Like, just fuck it. Just run Sexton and Hutch in the halves and throw Birdo back out onto the centers and like, fucking put Crichton in the fullback. Like, just... What are we doing?
I think they're going to... Hines got six Dally M points for this game, I'm pretty sure.
Jeez.
Yeah, he's gonna win like 5 Dally M medals. It's
ridiculous
because he just is like, people just go, "Yeah, I'll give it to him." He's gonna win so many. It's fucked. The Dogs, they actually looked. I reckon they looked 10 times better than they did last week.
They did. I agree with that.
I don't think they, as much as I want them to, I don't think they're gonna move guys around. I think Serrato goes, "These are the guys I want to play in these positions, and we're gonna keep going until it really becomes untenable." If they improve as they do, maybe there's something there. I mean, the one little change I would make, if he's going to keep the halves and the spine and everything the same, is get Jamin Salmon out of there. He looks so out of place there at lock. He looks like he's a step behind. He's just a step slow. He just is not making the right reads. I'd put Kurt Mann straight in there and go, Kurt Mann, you're the lock. And
we've seen Kurt Mann do it, bro. We've seen him and Nui do it. So
he,
why are we not?
He comes in and he looks good. I don't know. I'd put Kurt Mann in there and I'd get rid of Salmon and bring on another utility to the bench. If when they do have Adokar come back, put Tracy on the bench.
Yeah,
at least he can kind of cover and yeah.
I really don't mind the sticking with your guns though, because it you know, we are talking about them needing to build their relationships and build the players and understanding of each other. And I think that's only going to come by playing consistently. If you're chopping and changing every week, it's what you've said about is it the Warriors or who are we talking about? We keep saying that about. Not the Warriors.
I think it just is the Dogs.
No, there was someone you said. Anyway, it doesn't matter. But I tell you what. There's two points I want to bring up. Is Reed Marnie is just all fucking work. Like that man, friend of the show, Reed Marnie. Like
friend of the show, close personal friend,
tiny little man,
tiny little.
Watching
Marnie.
Him chase it when it was a try for all. Whatever the word
money,
for
money is the money. Word
that's the word I'm looking for. It was just a given, and he bats it. That was a great chase down. And also, I want to talk about the outrageous shoulder charge.
What shoulder charge is this?
Nikora on Kickout.
Yeah.
Kickout like wore it pretty well.
Yeah,
he fucking
yeah.
It's Kickout, though. It's Kickout. If he's not wearing it well, then
that was
what
ridiculous.
Are we doing?
Like even. Because I was kind of watching this as I was like finishing work and get ready to go out to the Penrith game. And I heard the whistle going and then they start talking about like, oh, last set he did this. I was like, fuck off, I bring him something back for like last set. Like it wasn't big enough to notice. I started doing it. So holy shit. Bro. I was like, it was.
He launched at him. It was like.
That's the tremor we felt on Friday night.
It was unbelievable. I don't know how many games Nakora is going to miss, but I would imagine a couple.
He should.
Yeah. He so should. Whoever's got him in fantasy, you. Trade him to me. I don't know. I like the Dogs and I agree. Like I don't agree with them having the team configured the way that it is, but I will say Serraldo, I trust him after all these years at Penrith. I think I trust him as a coach. If he says this is what he wants to do and I trust Gus and they say this is what we want to do and they're going to stick to their guns, then that is what they should do. Let these guys build combinations, get to round 10 and then kind of maybe reassess then. Give him 10 weeks.
Panthers bounce back after.
We've already spoken about that too much.
We have spoken about it, but Panthers bounce back 26-18. Game was hindered.
I cannot believe that.
By a couple of choices.
Cannot believe that dummy half try 3 minutes in. I was so angry. Not only because he scored it, but I'm playing him in fantasy. But like, it also just was so soft. And we don't have to talk about this game much. We've already talked about it.
I just want to just be like hard about Isaac Tonga for just like 2 fucking minutes because that man is just, you thought, like we all were very, and I'm not giving him the fucking crown or anything like that, but we all thought Stephen Crichton, what a fucking miss. Like you're going to miss him so much. Fully deserves the paycheck, fully deserves, you know, the captaincy, all that kind of stuff that he's getting over the Dogs. But like, obviously, doesn't know losing and has been such an integral part to that culture. Isaac Tonga has come in and just been like fucking Stephen Crichton 2.0. And he's just like...
I think Taylor May's been better than Tonga.
You reckon?
I think if Taylor May or Tonga was on that right centre, they would have scored a couple of tries. I think Liam Martin is used to just having... And this is a friend of the show, Jared, said this as well. He's like, he's used to having Stephen Crichton on his right and he just throws it and he goes, he'll spider monkey it in somehow.
Yeah.
Stephen Crichton will pull it in, he'll do whatever. Whereas like... Tonga's got this giant chest and his little arms. You got to get him right in the breadbasket for him to catch it. And there's a couple that he just dropped that Crichton would have swallowed and gone on to run 40.
It's just still,
I mean, he played great. And I want to see it more. But as you said, Offshore, it was against a broken, it was against a busted wing. And the best thing that Penrith did is they saw a weakness and they took it. Yeah. I don't know why teams don't do that. Like Addo Carr played 15, 20 minutes last weekend with one arm, and not once did someone from Parra go, let's attack this wing.
Yeah. Take out the man with the
team. I mean, obviously your guys play like they have one arm on the wing anyway sometimes, but.
And it was Morgan Harper out there. So, I mean, Addo Carr probably still had him swallowed.
Yeah. I mean, I really like what Parra's doing with Junior Bolo off the bench.
Yeah.
That's got to be an all year thing. Just have him. He was.
The Bolo ball.
Yeah. He was huge.
The only thing I want to say, right, is because I was watching this in the background. The headlines afterwards on all the news outlets were outrageous. It's just like, dude, we're two games in.
I know.
And people are just like, Panthers win their first of the season. And then it's like, oh, the Eels buckle under. And then it's like, oh, courageous win for the Panthers. And it's, but it was both ways. It was like saying that, like, oh, the Eels suffer loss, you know, blah, blah. It's just... They're like, oh, they've only had one win this season. It's like, it's two games in.
I like that. I like that clickbait, you know?
I'm like, dude, what are you on? Like, it is just, these two teams just bring out the worst in the media. That is what they do. The two teams, Penrith and Parramatta, bring out the worst in the media.
I think they're going to both
be. It's the West, bro. It's going to happen.
It also didn't feel that hyped up being in round two. Should have been later. It felt like it just kind of went and passed. I expect to see these. Both these teams late in the finals this year.
Yeah, 100%. Raiders and West Tigers. We're not believing in the Raiders just yet, are we? We're not there. They're top of the table. They're 2-0, plus 36 or
something.
They keep
playing well. I keep waiting for them to not play well, but they look good.
It's 2 weeks. Like, let's just relax. I'm not humble pieing.
It's 2 weeks more than I thought they would.
I'm not humble pieing the Raiders just yet, bro.
I'm now on Matt's side because I called you out on the night stuff. I'm not doing it again.
I'm not humble pie on the Raiders stuff. Fuck Ricky Stewart. I'm a firm. Fuck Ricky Stewart. Fuck the Canberra Raiders. Shout out to Triple J.
My thing is they're...
Who they got next week? They're what?
They're winning in pretty normal ways. Yeah,
they got Waz. I got the Waz.
They're not winning in... If they beat the Waz, are they more?
In Christchurch as well.
Yeah. They could because they just
cold climate.
They bash you. They're from Canberra, bro.
That's what I'm saying. Okay. Cold climate. Okay. Like it's not really like a home field advantage.
They bash you through the middle, and then their outside backs are just really fast.
A big Zach Hosking game too. Huge Zach Hosking.
I forgot
game to
mention my disdain for Luke Gardner right now. Just miss me with that bullshit. How we have Zach Hosking and Luke Gardner in a room, and we keep Luke Gardner.
What's going on?
He looks sad to be there. My guy, you were playing for the Tigers. I can't stand that,
you're
dude.
You're now playing for a premiership
winning
team.
He's going to have like a double in like a big game and everyone's going to go, oh, don't you hate Luke Gardner? I said, yes. I still, in fact, do. He had a double and I still...
He fell over the line twice.
Well done. Well done. And like we...
Gendo could have done that.
It's so forced how they play him.
Yeah.
Like they bring him on and he plays a bit of second row and he's going to cover center. And I get the utility value there.
Mm.
Surely Hosking can play enough center to fucking get by. Surely. Yeah. He went up and got that kick. He can play center. He puts shots on. He scores tries. Yeah, I don't know. Just silly.
Shout out Zach
Hosking. I don't know. I think Canberra win in ways they can keep winning. I really wouldn't surprise me if they topple New Zealand. If they go 3-0.
Started 4-1 in 2005. They did.
You're right.
Started
4-1 in 2005. Maybe we were overly harsh on them, but I still don't think they're going to be.
I still think they're bottom three.
I don't know about bottom three anymore.
But
they're going to beat bad teams. They kill bad teams.
Nah, seeing my guns.
But I mean, we didn't. I was supposed to say we thought similar things about the Dragons, but people were thinking like, oh, maybe the Dragons are back, and then
no.
I would take the over.
The Dolphins got smacked, and then came out and gave a smacking.
Yeah.
And they had a worse squad on paper, and they came out and gave a smacking.
Yep.
Like, and the Dragons had no issues. Canberra they had no injuries. They had nothing, and they got 40 pieced.
You don't have to convince me, man.
No, I know, but I'm just saying. Like, I'm sick of Reddick.
Canberra will beat the bad teams. Canberra will just beat all the bad. Also, I wish Bateman and Young just threw them.
Yeah.
Just threw them. They were going. They were jawing. They were doing it. Just throw them. Round two. Take 6 weeks. Have a breather. Take 6 weeks.
Especially Bateman.
Need to bring back. Bring back.
Kind of old, bro.
Yeah, old. Bateman.
Have 6 weeks off, bro.
People were just barking at you, Bateman. You take that. Yeah.
Have 6 weeks off.
Yeah, I wouldn't take that.
I'm personally not a bitch.
Look, I wouldn't take it that, bro. The two of them swinging would have been good too. And a team with Rapana at fullbacks playing well is just crazy.
Well, he got injured in this game, didn't he? Or at least in the bin, and Hopper White had to go on cover. Our Hopper White had to go on cover in the back.
Ricky must hate Savage.
Bro, I honestly don't think Savage wants to play fullback. I think he's done with fullback. I think he's scarred by fullback because he had all that time after CNK and it was not good. Yeah. It was not good. Like, ended up going back down to fucking.
Maybe, I don't know. It could be. If that's what it is, then good job, Ricky Stewart, you know, like respecting his player. But like, I think it's the ultimate way. Ricky Stewart's like, is this fucking dude playing fullback? What are we doing here?
Really? I think we got to talk to a friend of the show, Liam, and find out what the fuck the goal is because he's down there. He's on ground level.
Yeah, he is on the ground there. He might know what's going on.
Might know what's going on. Moving on. Cows Knights. This should have been a fucking walloping, but we barely scraped away with a W here. I was convinced the entire time we were going to win. I had the boys, always backed the boys. Kyle Felt became the tied most try scoringest Cowboy of all time with one Sir Matthew Mango Bowen.
Kind of sucks that it won't be Mango. It
does kind of suck, but I mean, Kyle has also done a lot for the club.
Yes.
He has done a lot for the club. He's obviously scored a lot of tries and one of the most famous tries in rugby league history. So that's always nice. I think that Kalen was much better this week. Played much
they
better
all
for
played
the Knights.
Much better. They were all much better.
They were all much better. Horrendous Valentine Holmes game. Horrendous.
Maybe that's just who he is now.
He kicked two. He missed two fucking sitters. Absolute sitters. This should not have been this close of a game. We should have won it in regulation. Two from like 15 to the side of the post. And he just absolutely whiffed him. I was not a happy man. I had to keep drinking. What a shame. But yeah, just wasn't. And like a couple drop balls, just running onto the ball and stuff like that. Just like not a great Val Holmes game, but he will be practicing hard and I expect him to come out and be better. Lukey's now injured. Did you have the injury ward stuff up a second ago?
I did, so.
So Helam Lukey is now going to be out for, I think, a couple of weeks.
So they haven't said yet. So he's having scans as a high ankle sprain.
Yeah.
So they haven't confirmed yet, but it'll probably be a couple of weeks. I don't know. I expect more from the Cows. I do think if the Knights had Dom Young, they win this game.
Really?
Because I just think Dom Young did so much stuff where he get the ball in his own half all of a sudden just end up scoring. They've really lost that strike there. They need to.
Milky's Milky, but he's no Dom Young.
He's not Dom Young. And I don't know. Hastings kind of is leaving a bit of a bad taste in my mouth. He hasn't been playing as well as you'd want. But Jack Cogger is there. He might get the start. I don't know. Mm. I suppose see more from the Knights. I think they're really getting exposed by their coach at the moment.
Yeah, I think that. I don't know if O'Brien makes it out this season.
I just extended him last year.
Yeah, but like you can extend guys and then fucking fire.
I reckon I'll keep him. Marju played. All the usuals played well. It's just. Just missing something, and I think it was Dom Young. If they could have found a way to keep him, then...
The thing is, they're not going to get, respectfully to the Sheriff, they're not going to get a double or a big Elliot game again for a while.
I really like this Kai Pierce-Paul kid from England. Yes. He's massive.
Yeah, he's huge.
He's huge. He hits and spins, gets an offload off. I don't know. They just need to sort out what they're doing with when they play Cogger with the other guys and he plays at lock.
Mm,
and it's just, yeah.
Next game on the Saturday night. Last game, sorry, was the Storm Waz, and I was sprouting my fucking shit. I was Waz upset. Here we go, up the Waz. I was all over it. Storm came out swinging. The Waz looked slow, but then the second half, the Waz came out and they were fucking giving it. And up until 14 seconds left, the Waz had a 26-24 lead. And then Javier Cortez, the man that cannot catch a football, can dive like a motherfucker. Holy shit.
There's nothing you can do in that situation.
Dallin did everything. He literally did everything, threw his entire body at him, hit him in the right spot. Like it was millimeters in it from that forearm hitting the ground and the ball. I thought live from that side angle, I actually thought he was short. I thought that he had planted it on the point of the ball and it was before the line. And then you know how like they call the plant and then the roll is not like continuation kind of thing. I thought they were going to call it a knock on. But the way that he contorted his body, And I mean, that's why they're paying what they're paying, right? Like, there's literally his job is to do exactly what he just did. And you're right. He didn't have, you said this before, he didn't have a fantastic game, but that one try, no one's going to remember the fucking 79 minutes and 45 seconds before that. That try is going to go down as one of the greatest tries in the 20s, at least in the 2020s. It was fucking phenomenal. I think the Wires were good. I think that they had they showed a lot of resilience to come out in the second half and do what they did, especially after last week being a bit disappointing. But Roger was fucking good. Roger was good. Roger's always going to be good, but yeah, Roger's starting to find his feet.
All the Warriors were good. They didn't play bad. They just got unlucky.
Yeah.
And Melbourne are back to their bullshit. Everyone's back on the Melbourne hate. It's good to see for rugby league, but Jonah Pezet looks, they haven't missed a step without Munster.
Yeah.
Jonah Pezet look really good.
Yeah.
Their outside backs are now secure with Pappy back and Meany in there at centers. Their forwards look really good. This Joe Chan kid is a freak.
Joe Chan's a freak.
He is such a prick. He runs at guys, forearms up, laughs at them when they're like on the ground having a giggle. I love Joe Chan. I can't wait to see more of him. And they still, I know there's been a bit of talking about Nas not wanting to come back to Melbourne and being on the outer. But if he comes back on their bench and Nas, and this is their forward rotation, they're going to be really, really good.
Yeah, Eli Katoa has been good too. A little quiet, but good. And Trent Loiero came out last year.
Playing in the middle has been great for him.
He came out swinging last year and is just continuing to go strength to strength. 142 run meters for Trent Loiero this weekend. Fucking hell. That's a lot of meters. That's a meter eater. That's a nut trucker of note.
Yeah. I think they're going to be great again, Melbourne. They're probably... The Warriors, I don't know. They're really unlucky here. They're not bad enough to be 0-2 this year. They played an amazing first 40 minutes and they played an amazing 80 minutes now, but it shows you that difference between like being really good and being like great.
Yes. Yeah, 100%. The Manly Warringah Seagulls get up over the Sydney Roosters 21-14.
Love a disrespectful field goal, by the way.
The Roosters had a bit of momentum at the end there, so I can understand why DCE did what he did, but
no, I like it. Should take it more. Just get the ball, because you get the ball back and it just
may as well.
Yeah.
I think the Seagulls really showed where the Roosters are weak this year. And he's out next week, but like just run at Luke Keary. Honestly, just run at Luke Keary. Like,
if it's not Luke Keary, run at Sam Walker. But not everyone's got Homoli Olakau'atu
No, but there are a lot of like really big, imposing fucking second rowers in the league. Like you got your Nanais, your fucking Fafitas, your Homoli Olakau'atus, like
even your Lanes or something.
Your Lanes, I know front row, but like Tarpany, fucking Liam Martin fucking going at him. Like just
Liam Martin might kill whatever half he's lined up against.
But this is what I'm saying. Like if you go at those guys, like Victor Radley, Lindsay Collins, and fucking Nat Butcher can only protect them for so long. They're going to get so tired. And there was one play there where the Seagulls ran over and over and over, three sets in a row, five fucking plays where they took Homoli Olakau'atu right at Luke Keary. And the last one, he just could not hit the stick. He was so fucking buggered. And Schmoly just like ran over the top of him, put the ball down. And that was the icer of the game.
Yeah.
And if you're going to do that over and over, and this scoreline is closer than it is because Dom Young had this freak tip up, which gave it to Tedesco, and then he ran the field. Again, exactly what you were saying, creating his own offense through defense. So
their backline is,
in theory, it should have been 21-8.
Insane, the Roosters.
Yeah,
their backline is. Yeah, you have the Australian fullback, a guy that is the walk on winger for Tonga, a guy who was a Samoan fullback, a guy who's the Kiwi fullback, and a guy who's walk on for the England winger.
England, yeah.
It's fucking ridiculous. What are we doing here?
And the leading try scorer, Dom Young. He's the leading try scorer for that World Cup. So it's fucking unbelievable. And
you got the Kiwi, starting hooker. You got one of the Oz hookers. You got the England fucking.
See, what they were doing with Brandon Smith as well was weird. He stayed off that whole second half until about 11 minutes to go. They were playing Sandon Smith the entire time. I hate Sandon
Smith, that hooker, so much.
They were just playing Sandon Smith that entire time. He had way more minutes than I thought he should have had. And then Brandon came on and they had that shape. They were working really, really well. And it was a couple of unfortunate drop balls that resulted in Manly obviously getting the win here.
It'll be curious what they do with that 14 spot, because Sandon will probably have to play in the halves next week, you'd imagine.
Yeah.
I don't know who else they've got in their run around in their reserve grade.
Yeah, I don't know.
He'll have to, I guess. And That seems to really be the only weakness that this Roosters team has.
See, 45 minutes for Brandon Smith, like especially with the money that they're paying him, is just not good enough.
No, I think it's early. Like, he can build into the season, I think. And if I'm them, come finals time, I want Brandon Smith as my 14 coming off the bench to impact.
Really?
I just start some...
He's in the juice right now. He's talking about fucking 14s and all kinds of
stuff.
I'm
telling
you. Like starting quality nines, coming in and playing 14.
I love that. It's
got to
be done, I think. I think a lot of teams have to do that.
He's in the juice right now, I'm telling you.
I get the logic. It does really work because you've got the tired defense. You've preached it enough that
I'm almost a convert. During the regular season, you kind of got to, because like Brandon Smith's not coming there to cut. Like, it's more like a pride thing at that point. Yeah, start, play, get your fitness up. But when it comes finals, you really fine tune that. Like, I think the guy coming off the bench for impact.
But to be playing only just under a half?
Yeah. No, he played 48 minutes?
Sorry, just over
45,
a half.
45 minutes.
Yeah.
Just over a half?
I would say for like an impact hooker, 55-60 would be like the most I would want, because I'd want him to play. I'd want the early guy to play 15 at least. So to me, that's a little bit less than what I would want. Maybe he's not game.
Maybe.
Like, maybe Trent Robinson, doesn't like what he's seeing game shape-wise.
I think if he's out there 10 minutes longer, the Roosters might have stole this.
That's what Trent Robinson has to weigh up, right? Like, can I push this guy another 10 minutes? They just need to figure out that, like, Sander Smith's okay as like a hookup, but he's not good enough to start when they want Brandon Smith to come off the bench like that.
Another
plus, he's going to play hooker, so I don't know who the fuck is going to be backup.
Don't know either.
Manly also kind of actually look good, which sucks.
I fucking hate it. I hate it. I'm not on it. Toby went down and grabbed his ankle, and I went good.
It sucked that Jackson Bolo looked all right this weekend.
I don't know. I wouldn't go that far.
We can just ignore it and move past it.
Wouldn't go that far. I'm happier to talk about fucking either Luke Brooks or Ben Trbojevic looking good.
That whole left edge looked fucking unreal with Cooler, Brooks, and Ben Turbo.
Yeah. Yeah, it was actually looking pretty
good. I don't know what happens with Schuster when he comes back. I don't think he gets into the 17. I don't think he's not in my 17.
Yeah.
I just named two guys who play his two positions who played better than him. Maybe he comes off the bench, but.
I was saying, mate, he might come off the bench as a second roller. Because he's got that spark, man. He's got that, like, I'm a fat six and I'm. Fat was the wrong word. I'm a big six, and like I can move, and I've got
my
hands.
My bold take.
Yeah,
he is
in the Tigers.
Starting back row for the Tigers.
Yeah, you've been saying this for a little while.
He's got Tigers.
Yeah, I can say that.
I reckon he's tight with the Finu boys.
Oh, for sure, bro.
And it wouldn't surprise me if the Tigers could get, because they got Bateman and Papali. If you can move Bateman to the middle or something, get him in at lock, and you've got Schuster on an edge there. They take that. You take that chance if you're the Tigers, and if they can get off his $800,000 fucking contract.
Yeah, I guess so.
I don't know. Just a good team. Ola Kawati is probably the walk on start back role for New South Wales with Liam Martin, right?
Yeah, I think
two of those boys just crushing it,
especially with the way that they're fucking playing right now.
Choose miss me. I'd rather die than have one of them run at me. It's probably the end result.
You would die.
It's the end result anyway. So let's just get it over and done.
All right. Speaking of dead, the Dragons fucking dead. The Dolphins won 38.
Jeremy Marshall King is dead.
Yeah, the Dolphins won 38-0, even with the Falcon of a lifetime to Jeremy Marshall King. As we said, Ben Hunt tried to catch him on the way down, but it to no avail.
He scored a try as well, Marshall King.
Yeah, everyone was good. Everyone was fucking good for the Dolphins. I honestly cannot fault them at any.
And the Tigers play. Oh, sorry, not Tigers. The Dragons. Oh, that's a Freudian slip. The Dragons play okay, but they just don't have that another gear to go to. Like, they'll play okay, and they'll challenge you on a bad day. If you have a bad day, they'll play right.
Yeah,
but if you don't have a bad day, you're gonna probably beat them.
Yeah, 100%. Like I said, like the Dolphins were just so fucking good across the park. I mean, you got great minutes out of Josh Kerr. Felice Kafusi fucking played amazingly. Ewan Aitken had some defensive saves that I was like, who the fuck was that? And then it was like Ewan Aitken just popped up and I was like, oh, yep,
and
that
they
makes
lost,
sense.
They lost Cody Nikorima for a bit. So how many minutes did Nikorima play?
He only played 17.
17 minutes.
And Kurt Donoghue came into there.
Yeah, Kurt Donoghue played the bulk in the 63 minutes.
It was nice to see Katoa grab a game and kind of go.
Yeah, Katoa was
really
good.
It was
really
good to see Katoa. I don't know. I get Wayne wanting to start Nikorima. I get it because he's like that safety blanket for him. But it's got to be Katoa is one of the halves, and I guess Sauce. But if you like this combo, you like this combo. I don't know.
200 metres and 3 tries for Hamiso. Like, it just...
fucking, yeah, bounce back.
Miss that boy. Miss that boy so much. But yeah, look at all that. Look at all the fucking 100 plus out of your forwards, bro. 132, 126, 128, 105, 155. And then Mark Nichols, 114 off the bench, bro.
And a like, try.
And a try. Like, the GOAT. Yeah, like, just absolutely killing
these
it.
These forwards give him... they're still missing...
And when your entire back line are making the meters, they're making as well. Like, I mean,
it makes it easy for the young fellas. You know, it makes it easy for them to get around.
And the hammer just plays off the back of that.
Yeah, 100%. And then you got a guy like Herbie Farnworth that can do that as well, or Jermaine Asako come in a little
and
bit.
Even
and
even Avarillo's
well.
Crafty enough to get something going.
Well, he got that try as well.
This will probably be the back line they move forward with. I can't imagine Tezzy New getting in there. He looked really poor last week.
Mm.
I don't know. Yeah, when their forwards are this good, if they had a guy like Tom Gilbert back in there at 13, holy shit. But they're missing that hard. I also don't like any team that starts Tom Heisenhuth in the back row. That concerns me for the Dragons.
Yeah, it's it's not looking
good. I don't think we're going to be far off. I think that's going to end up being, and who knows, maybe they end the year without Lomax and without Hunt, and then they're really bad.
Yes.
But also, RIP Marshall King coming back from that head knock.
Yeah.
It's the funniest thing.
He like immediately got a black eye from it as well.
Like, yeah, he was like, he was on another planet.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, just fucking, I can't believe. You good there? You good over there, Mr. Who?
I'm sweet, bro.
I'm good. Very good. I cannot believe people coming out of the woodwork fucking talking shit about the Dragons after they had one win against
it's
like
it's going to happen because they looked good in the win.
It was only because people writ them off so early.
Yeah.
Wrote them off. That was terrible.
I was going to let that go.
That was terrible. But yeah, people wrote them off so early and they come out and show that. But that doesn't mean shit if you're not going to sustain it, right?
Well, for that comment, I'm going to write him off and we're going to fucking get out of here. So we love you. Share where you can share. Like where you can like. Praise be under the cover. The Doc Guy, the Social Guy, and the Sherpa, even though he's now written off. And we'll catch you in the next one.
We'll see you then.
Ciao.